Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The United States is moving ahead with a sale of nearly $11 billion worth of arms and training for the Iraqi military, despite concerns Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is trying to turn the country's military into a sectarian force. Among the big ticket items being sold to Iraq, F-16 fighter jets, M1A1 Abrams tanks, and armored personnel carriers. This is the heavy stuff. There are those in Washington and Baghdad who believe the sale has the potential to backfire on the Obama administration. Joining us now from Baghdad, Michael Schmidt, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Michael, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Michael, we've seen a political crisis worsen even in the last 2 weeks between Sunnis and Shiites in Iraq, sort of a replay of the old tensions. Now, and of course, U.S. troops have pulled out. There has to be a concern here that the timing of this arm deal is problematic, as the country may be getting more sectarian even than it was before, that heavy U.S. equipment is going to be pouring into the country.
Yeah, it's really remarkable. About 11, 12 days ago when the troops were leaving, there started to be, you know, quiet rumors about, you know, Maliki going after some of his Sunni opponents. And within just a few days, the country has been engulfed in this political crisis that has debilitated the government. Nothing is getting done. And there's a lot of finger pointing. The good news is that there hasn't been any real violence in the street based on Sunnis and Shias going after each other. There's still been terrorist attacks and such. We had a pretty bad bombing here last week. But at the same time, you know, the big concern is that as the tensions rise between the Sunnis and the Shias, that Sunni provinces will start to try and break away from the central government. And Prime Minister Maliki will now have all of these weapons and tanks and cannons to, you know, keep these provinces from declaring more autonomy.
Yeah, Michael Schmidt, these deals are always billed as helping Iraq defend itself against neighbors. Every country defends itself. We all know that. But the reality here seems different. You just mentioned it. As sectarian tensions rise, isn't there a good chance that American weapons are going to be used by the government on Iraqi people? Hello, that's exactly what Saddam Hussein was doing in the first place.
Well, you know, the thing about Saddam Hussein is that, you know, we're basically giving him money that was allowing him to buy the weapons. And I think the fear is that now that Prime Minister Maliki has these very high-end fancy tanks, the M1A1 Abrams tanks and the howitzer cannons, that these will be used, you know, against his own people, if there's real sectarian tensions, it would be a far different fight than when the militias, you know, were going after each other back in 2006. So it sort of raises the specter of what could come in Iraq now that, you know, they're being, you know, armed so heavily.
Is there any sense of irony on the Iraqi street? And I don't know if there's really an answer to this. Is there any sense of irony that at the same time that we're selling planes and tanks to the Shiite government of Iraq, that we're doing the same to the Sunni government of Saudi Arabia?
I don't know if that's something that resonates here, but there is an issue here where the United States is trying to create a counterweight to Iran by creating such a strong force here. But if the Iraqi government continues to tilt towards Iran, then they'll be tilting away from the United States, and they'll be doing so with, you know, a lot of high-end weaponry.
With a lot of American firepower at their back. It's complicated. Michael Schmidt, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, from Baghdad. Michael, thank you.